My name is Chris Johnson, and I saw my grandma the other day. Saw grandma. What do you think the first words out of her mouth were when I sat down? What would grandma have to ask me? And what have I recently bitched about grandma fucking asking me? Did you meet anybody? Have you met anybody yet? God damn it, grandma. Grandma, go listen to episode 56, would you please? I'm not fucking dating anybody. Grandma, I'm out of the fucking game. It doesn't fucking matter, though. It doesn't fucking matter. I put out the podcast episode, and it's caused people to fucking ask me about dating more. People ask me about dating more now. I had one of my friends the other day say, like, hey, fucking old man just came in. He's 66. And guess what? He's getting married for the first time. So there's still hope for you. Oh, holy shit. Well, thanks. I'm 34 years old. Great, you mean to tell me I can get married and start fucking some hot piece of fucking cougar ass at 66? Outstanding. Where the fuck do I sign up for that? And she's like, well, if you don't date anybody, you're not going to find anybody anyway. I understand that. I don't need you to rub this shit in my fucking face. Fuck. Jesus. Like, I'm not some fucking charity case. I think that's what people think. I think people think I'm some fucking charity case. Grandma doesn't think that. I know grandma doesn't think that. Grandma just, I don't know. Grandma just, you know how I handle the situation with grandma? I just pretended to not know what the fuck she was talking about. I did what I always fucking bitch about, and I intentionally misunderstood the question and said, yeah, grandma, I'm at work. I'm meeting people all the time. I knew what the fuck she meant. I knew goddamn well what grandma meant. Grandma, it's fucking Cousin D's birthday party here. I'm not having a fucking dating conversation with you on the couch with a bunch of fucking strangers around. I just don't fucking get it. I don't fucking get that shit. People are really interested in me meeting people. And sometimes it's not even for fucking dating. When my family found out I was getting a new job, my mom's side of the family, who don't see very often, it was like Thanksgiving or some shit, and they were like, are you looking forward to it? Not really. I mean, I was looking forward to getting down to just one fucking job and actually making some fucking money. But like, I wasn't like jacked up about it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get like that. So they're like, well, you can meet some people. And I was like, I gotta be honest with you. Don't give a fuck about that. And one of my aunts was like, well, I know you don't. Like it's some kind of a fucking, like it's some kind of a fucking personality flaw. Like, what, I'm not excited about meeting a bunch of fucking strangers? Jesus, who is excited about meeting strangers? I guess there are people like that. I usually don't pal around with people like that. I don't understand that mentality. It's so far fucking removed from how I think and how I act in fucking typical situations that I just don't get it. I just don't get that. When I get a new job, as a matter of fact, I'm generally pissed about that. Like, I fucking hate meeting a brand new crop of people. I hate it. You gotta fucking establish everything from the fucking ground up. That's actually one of the reasons why I fucking hate dating. It's like a fucking job interview. And I hate that. Like, it makes me feel like I'm not a fucking human being. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense? It's like you're putting on some fucking act, and I never put on an act. I mean, you do, but you don't. Like, I'm not going to fucking bullshit around here. But, like, that's what it feels like. You got to fucking act a certain way and fucking behave a certain way. And, you know, can I say this? Can I not say this? And I just think it's a giant pain in the ass. And I fucking hate that. And I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. And then, you know, the people are still like, but what if you meet somebody who's great? Dude, I don't fucking like strangers. Like, what the fuck? First of all, okay, let's go down the list. Where am I meeting these people? Online? Online dating? I'm not gonna fucking online date. I tell you that right fucking now. I'm not online dating. Let's see, where else do I go? The fucking bar at fucking 1 in the morning? You know the fucking cretins I see in there? Look, when you go to the bar at 1 in the morning on a Friday night, you see some unsavory characters. You might be thinking, you're a fucking unsavory character. Maybe. I might be. Which is exactly why you shouldn't fucking go there to meet some asshole like me. Hey man, she looks good. Why don't you go up to the bar and talk to her? About what? Some fucking drunk banging shots at fucking 1 in the morning? What the fuck am I gonna have in common with her? I don't fucking have anything in common with fucking anybody. People just worry about that shit though. They worry about you. I'm here to fucking say right now, stop pitying me, please. Stop it. Me bitching about it, making podcasts about it, doesn't mean that I'm looking for sympathy because of it. I just think it's funny shit. I'm just getting stuff off my fucking chest, that's all. Stop telling me that there's fucking hope for me. Like I'm some kind of a fucking charity case. Hey man, there's hope for you. Like one of these days, like these are well-meaning people and one of these days I'm gonna tell one of them to fuck off. I don't wanna do that because I don't feel bad. I don't wanna do that. Look, I liked being married. I liked being in a relationship. I was in one for most of my adult life. But at the same fucking time, I am not willing to do the things that are necessary to gain that. I'm just not going to do it. So I'm just going to fucking do what I always do and fucking kind of drift along. And then whatever fucking happens, happens. But please just stop worrying about it. Because that shit's starting to piss me off. It is. It's starting to fucking bother me. And I'm not going to have this conversation with Grandma. But, you know, I kind of wish Grandma would stop asking too. We can talk about anything, Grandma. What do you want to talk about? All right, I think I'm out of time here. Let's wrap this shit up. You can check my ass out on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I got new episodes coming out every Sunday and Wednesday. And follow this on Podbean, the main hub. Every single episode's on Podbean. You can also follow on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Just pick one. Pick your favorite and click follow or subscribe, whichever bullshit term they use.